Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, January 30th, 2006. It's a real privilege today to take a few moments and share a portion of God's Word with you through this means, through the internet and podcasting. Today's message is titled, Everybody's Not Doing It. The scripture text is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him. In a meeting I had with the president and vice president of a large company, I asked how I could pray for them. Without hesitation, the president requested that I ask the Lord to help his company leadership to find other businesses of integrity in which they could work with. Then, in a sense of concession to the current conditions, he asked for wisdom in dealing with companies that lacked integrity. One of the most sinister traps advanced by our ancient foe in excusing and tolerating wickedness is the myth that everybody's doing it. This excuse is abundantly used to justify all manner of wickedness, such as nobody's faithful to their marriage vows anymore, everybody steals from their employer, everybody cheats on tests, etc., etc. Elijah was one of God's faithful servants during a time of great apostasy. He felt he was alone in his standing up for God, and he cried out, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." Certainly, there's no denying that the Israelites had rejected God's covenant, that altars had been desecrated, prophets killed, and indeed, Elijah's life was threatened. But the middle clause, "I am the only one left," was simply not true. God had reserved 7,000 who had not bowed to the pagan deity Baal. Today, there are many who still seek to live their lives to please God. There are many marriages where husband and wife are solemnly keeping the sacred covenant. Yes, there are honest, hard-working employees and kind, fair employers. There are faithful ministers of the gospel who are taking seriously their vows of ordination. Today, I encourage you to resist yet another sorry excuse many use to justify disobedience to God. You are not alone in standing up for God and right. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul refers to this experience by Elijah and concludes with this phrase, "So too at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace." That's still true. This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, and now Brooksie is going to share a prayer.
Lord, in the murky and irresponsible world I live in, would you be my vision? As I meditate upon you and your statutes, would you be my all-consuming light? When the lifestyles and ways of the world conflict with your will for my life, may they be dimmed as the light of your word exposes them. May I always be drawn to the spiritual light that comes from you and be repulsed by the sinister darkness that comes from Satan. And I thank you for the strength and courage I find as I recognize there are many, many others who've chosen to follow you and not bow down to the gods of this world.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksie. This ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site. Additional materials are there to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. There's a question regarding tomorrow's message I plan to prepare, and that is a quiz. What is the very first instance of preaching in the Bible? If you have an answer to that question, there is a link that will open up a comment form and merely place that answer. I'm curious to see how many people will observe what I have observed. Actually, I heard it in a teaching yesterday in Sunday school. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net.